Hi, I'm Alan McQuarrie, the pastor of Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, Canada, your pastor for the day. With all of the turmoil in the world today, the message of Christ is needed more than ever before. This world seeks in all the wrong places to find hope and peace and security. This is why the gospel is so desperately needed today. Like a remedy to a sick person, so is the gospel to this sick world. But what is needed for God to work with great power today? I had a friend ask me that question recently. What is it that our world needs more than anything else? Well, it's not bigger church buildings. It's not more contemporary worship. It is a simple answer. It is Christians who are fully committed to Christ. In the Old Testament, there is a king by the name of Asa. We read that in 2 Chronicles chapter 16. He once served God and was faithful to the Lord. But when troubles came upon him and invading armies came into his realm, he turned to his own logic. He turned away from the Lord and did things what he thought were the quick and wise solution. As a response to all that, a prophet appeared by the name of Hanani. And Hanani came to him and told him that God was disappointed with him because he no longer trusted the Lord. And then the prophet declared what it was that God was really looking for. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, we read this: "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." That short little message is true today. Our God, who reigns in heaven in majesty and kingdom authority, looks throughout the earth to find His children who are fully committed to Him. What a sad statement it is that so often there are many believers who love the Lord and who are God's redeemed, but they're captivated by the pleasures of this world. They're seeking their own comfort. They want all the things that the world can offer. Or they're fearful, like Asa was, of the troubles they find themselves in, and they've turned away from the Lord, trying to find solutions with their own logic, turning away from trusting God as they ought to. How important it is for us to realize that God is looking throughout this entire world to use those whose hearts are fully committed to the Lord. As the Lord looks at you at this very moment today, what does He see? Does He see a regenerated believer who is fearful? Or does He see a simple, humble heart, one who loves Him with all their being? Because if that's what He sees in you, then understand this. It doesn't matter what position or authority you have at church or in your community. The Lord will use you. He will use you as a mother at home or as a grandmother. He will use you as a father or as a grandfather. He will use you as a husband and as a wife. He will use you to do great things for His kingdom, because there are so few, as He looks around this earth, there are so few whose hearts are fully committed to Him. And so just as this prophet said to King Asa, so the prophet says to us as well. God is looking for those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Today, as we think about the busy day ahead of us and all the struggles that we have, place Christ first in your life. Place Him first in the time that you give Him. Place Him first in the priority of your day. Place Him first above all things. And go to the Lord and say, Lord, I love You and I give myself fully to You. I'm Pastor Alan, the teaching elder at Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, your pastor for the day.